Greetings, and welcome back on board the Mule Train, streaming through the facilities of Trent Radio at trentradio.ca and broadcasting on CFFF 92.7 FM in Peterborough, Canada, a.k.a. Nogojowinong, the meeting place at the end of the rapids on Anishinaabe land. This week, we're carrying on last week's look at Rasta as a cultural force, but this week I want to look at Rasta as a spiritual force. I hope I didn't ramble on too much last week. I have to admit, I usually have a point to make on this show, if not an axe to grind, but still, I want the music to do the talking, not me. Fortunately, it's harder to be pedantic talking about spirituality than it is about culture. So this week, I'm simply going to play an hour of reggae that has resonated on a spiritual level with me over the years, in the hopes that it might resonate with you as well. There are many places to turn for reggae for the spirit, but Ijaman's 1978 Haleai Hymn, Chapter 1, was so influential for me, I'm going to take home field advantage here and play the entire album. It's four meditative songs that really should be heard as a single stream of consciousness, and I do think it's important enough to devote half the show to it. So let your mind drift and enjoy the powerful message and sublime musicianship.
Heavy load. Whoa. Tree. that know. That's how far my spirit flows. There in distance regions, while in my spiritual searching ends, I found the true tree of life within my mouth. And this I have to share with friends and strangers, no doubt. And sound, and I write to what is found. Blessed are the pure in spirit, for there is a kingdom of Zion, the dwelling of my Father, for millions. Blessed are they.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the ways of sinners, nor sitteth in the seats of the scornful. But his delight is in the Lord God, Jah Rastafari. And in his love do I man serve his Elohim, meditate all days of my life.
that I am. But sons and daughters of love, I'm a no love. I'm on his
Peacemaker, let it be like trees planted by the rivers and waters that bring forth its fruits in due seasons. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever doeth shall prosper. O Jah. But the ungodly are not so, but are like the shafts which rollers are dragged away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand. Thank you.
That was Ijaman's classic Hylia hymn, chapter 1 in its entirety. I hope that was good for your soul. I always feel invigorated by that album. You're listening to Mule Train, and this week I'm taking you on a journey through reggae that has hit me on a spiritual level over the years. Just like the cultural influence Rasta has in today's world, much of its spiritual relevance comes from its ability to adapt its religious foundation in ways that make sense in the world today. Or should have made sense in the early 1900s, as Prince Farai tells us in this tale of Bedward the Flying Preacher.
This is a true story from my Prince Farai. A very true story about a man called Bedward. Bedward was not a man cussed bad word, but he sure would. Bedward used to conduct a church in Jamaica. In Jamaica they call it mission. Bedward preached to all the members of his organization that he going to fly next week Sunday. He going to fly. People from his organization tell it to other members and people all over the end of Jamaica that this man Bedward is going to fly. Well, one Sunday afternoon, this was the time when this man Bedward want to fly. Bedward, Bedward, that was his name. So people all over the ends of Jamaica come to see this man Bedward fly. So Bedward went up on a housetop, a very high top of a building. People looking now to see Bedward fly. The appointed time come that Bedward should fly. Guess what happened? Bedward jump off the building top, brother, and break his neck. Bedward! Edward jump off of the building top and break his neck. Bedward, down in Jamaica, the man who used to operate a church. Down in Jamaica they call it a mission. True story about the man Bedward. He's a man who never cursed bad words, but him threw a lot of word. Bedward. 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 Bedward give out a lot of invitation to people, telling people that he going to fly. He don't have no wing, but he going to fly. Never cuss bad word, but him throw a lot of word. And that was a man called Bedward. 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 Down in Jamaica, them call him Bedward. That was the end of Bedward.
Woe be unto those that shed innocent blood of Jah people. Whoa, oh yeah. Whoa, Jah shall clean out the bad weeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa, Jah shall clean out the bad weeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Woe be unto those that say they have Israel and they are not. Woe be unto those that say they're Jews and they are not, cause they shall be cast away like the chaff that the wind driveth away. I say, oh yeah, oh well, Jah shall clean out the bad weeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day of...
Ah, poor maligned Bedward. This forerunner of Marcus Garvey was either a prophet or a charlatan. Prince Farai tells us what Rasta thinks. Last week I said Rasta is revolutionary. This week, let's say Rasta is realistic. Living in the here and now and knowing what might succeed and what might be your downfall is a trademark of Rasta's approach to life in Babylon. After Prince Farai, we heard a bit of Don Carlos' 1983 track Harvest Time, a pretty standard recitation of Rasta philosophy of the time. That faded into what you're hearing in the background right now. Audio from a video posted on social media in 2019 by the Humboldt Seed Company of California. A video of a very happy graybeard Don Carlos touring the cannabis greenhouses where the strain named after him is growing, bowing and blessing the plants. Almost 40 years in, I think Rasta might be winning. It's the adaptability of Rasta that has given it its longevity. That adaptability is the reason you and I even know Rasta exists. Riding a reggae train, Rasta has reached international attention in unprecedented fashion and found expression all over the world. I said this journey was going to be personal, like any spiritual journey necessarily is. So I want to finish off, as I began, with a few tracks and artists that have struck my white, not descended from Africa in 100,000 years soul in profound ways. Beginning with an artist I've seen more than any other, perhaps, and it's always an intense experience. Burning Spear and Ja is My Driver.
All right, William. brethren, love must endure the fullness of the earth, of the earth. Every brethren, love must endure the fullness of the earth, of the earth. Let them fight their forceful fight, though Jaja already see them inside.
After Burning Spear, we heard Black Uhuru, another phenomenal live show, and Endurance. I've always been struck by how the lyrics of that song so aptly apply to the struggles of anyone in life. Every dreadlocks and every one of us must endure the fullness of the earth. It sounds biblical, and I think it sounds Buddhist. That nagging feeling I've always had listening to Rasta Reasoning may have started with this track, but it came to full fruition in 2009 when I heard Blessing of Compassion from a resurgent Alton Ellis in collaboration with Canadian producer Dubmatix. Finally, I thought, the introduction has been made. Rasta, meet Buddha. Buddha, meet Rasta.
See, because
blessings to everyone. And thanks as always for hopping on board the Mule Train. See you again next week at 10 p.m. right here on CFFF 92.7 FM in PTBO NOGO and streaming through the facilities of Trent Radio at trentradio.ca.